It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're pleased to be joined in the studio by Tuolumne County's Director of Innovation and Business Assistance, Cole Prisabilla. Cole, it's so good to have you back in studio today.
Yeah, good morning, BJ. Thank you very much for having me.
So since the last time you were on Motherlode Views, you have a new title and a new name for your department. So tell us a little bit about that.
I do. So prior to being the Innovation and Business Assistance Director, I was the Economic Development Director. And the change was really more of a reflection of what the community wanted me to be doing and reflection of what the Board of Supervisors felt my job should entitle. And so now it's a little bit more, allows me to take time to look at different ideas, be, as the title says, a little innovative, but still I'm there to assist businesses.
So has it been just a little over half a year that you've been on the job now?
Correct. Yeah, started in July of 19, so that's about just over 6 months, 7 months.
So what are the things that have kept you busy up until this point?
So the first quarter, second quarter was really about the idea of business retention and expansion. There's three pillars of economic development, and those two are really about making sure that Tuolumne County businesses are happy, they're getting the resources they need to stay in business, but also potentially expand within Tuolumne County. So that was really our focus, really making sure that everyone understood what was available for them as a business owner. And now we're kind of adjusting and heading towards this idea of business attraction.
I know you've identified some areas that you plan to spend most of your time on over the coming months. Can you explain a little bit about, first off, you know, what was the process to get to that point?
Sure. So there's a couple ideas that I think will round out how we got to those certain business industries. But really the first thing about attraction that it always comes up is the idea of, is it you start with people or do you start with businesses in the attraction effort? And so it's this kind of a chicken and the egg example, whereas where do you start? And based on the conversations that I had with constituents, business leaders, and people who are really interested in this, that as a county department, we should start with businesses. And for the most part, I agree wholeheartedly that if we attract businesses, then the jobs will follow and people will follow those jobs. And then that also allows that the other portion of the business where people are really interested in retail spaces, filling vacancies, if we can show that there is a population growth and there are bigger businesses that are joining the community, then those typically those retailers follow.
And then expanding a little bit further, what can you tell us about this?
Sure. So Then the next step is, how do businesses choose which communities to go to? And in the presentation I gave to the Board of Supervisors for my second quarter, I kind of outlined a couple of those choices, and they're about population, they're about what is the makeup of the workforce, what's the quality of life, what kind of utilities and transportation access do you have, what kind of traffic flow, that's really important in tourism. And so businesses typically just compile this big idea of data. They take all of those different requirements they have and put it essentially, you could say, through their computer, and based on an algorithm decide, is that a community that we should even consider? And so essentially I told the Board of Supervisors, that's one of the biggest problems of deciding for us on an attraction effort, how do businesses decide if they're just using a computer? And so I told them there's this really big slide and all it says on it that we're going to transition from being everything for everyone. And the idea that to do an attraction effort, we can't just blanket and invite everyone. We need to really focus our effort and focus, honestly, my effort so that we have a return on investment in what the community is investing in me and attracting businesses. So that's this idea about targeting key industries.
And then utilities and access, you mentioned that. Does Tuolumne County have some advantages in that category?
Actually, we really do have some really good advantages, and that's where we go kind of farther into deciding businesses. It's knowing who we are as a community and what our advantages are, and then knowing about this idea of what are the things that we want to attract and how do we decide what is attractive for us. But back to your point, access, yes. So while we have some highways and most of our neighbors have some good highways coming in and out of our community, what Tuolumne County really has that's a really big asset is the railroad. So we have a railroad running straight up the middle of our community all the way up to Standard. And not only that, but in the next few years, Sierra Northern has gotten a pretty bit sizable federal grant to upgrade their line that will not only do upgrade the tracks safety, but allow the freight to move a lot quicker and actually have passenger travel. The other one is utilities. We do have quite a bit of utilities. One thing that we do lack and that we should work on is natural gas. There are a lot of businesses that are interested in natural gas, but what we lack in natural gas, we make up for in biomass energy, our TPPA, which is our federal energy out of New Maloney's. And so there's a lot of great opportunities.
So areas that you're going to kind of focus in on, what are the new path?
Sure. So the way to get to the path where we'll finally get to it is this idea of thresholds for attraction, I think, is the final piece before we talk about who it is. And that's the threshold for attraction is basically, after talking to our community, after talking to businesses, what are those things that attract a businesses and that should be attractive for us as a community? And those are wages. We don't want to attract a business that's not going to pay you a living wage, or let's just say a comfortable wage. Employment trends, there's no use of attracting a business if typically the employment already in our community is going down in that industry. How does it fit into the community? Is this a business that the community feels will benefit and help and be a part of the community? Does it have growth potential? And finally, based on the fact that I am a county department head, I should look at how is it a county revenue potential.
And then when you look at wages, you know, what type of, do you have a general wage that you look at or a
threshold?
Sure. So
there's, when you watch the presentation that I gave to the Board of Supervisors, there's a really big range. So on the kind of retail side of it, you're looking at an average wage of about $34,000. And then our higher paid utility average wage is $133,000. And this is information that's provided via the ESME report in 2018. And so really, we kind of go through this whole process of deciding, well, let's just attract a business based on wages. Well, then you go through the rest of the thresholds of attraction, which are employment trends, community fit, growth potential. And you see that while you would want to say, let's just attract utilities because it pays $133,000 on average. But in the past few years in the utility, they've actually gone down in employment trends and there may not be that growth potential we would want. And a lot of times utilities are doing these computer decisions using an algorithm. So they may not be our main focus. And so that's how we start to go through this process of keying in on some particular industries.
So did you plug all this data into a system and it came out with the preferred path?
So no. Luckily, well, I guess we could go either way, luckily or unluckily. This is all data that is compiled. So there's, like I said, there's an ESME report. The Bureau of Economic Analysis has data. The State of California Controller has a lot of data. And essentially, you put it all together and you go through those thresholds for attraction, and that's how we narrowed in on the three industries, which we can talk about right now.
So what are those three industries?
Sure. So those three industries are the hospitality industry, senior care, which is a portion of healthcare, and then natural resources manufacturing.
You know, what could those industries all entail? Is that kind of is it a broad sense of things that they could all that could fall under those paths?
So yes, so the when you look at it through a federal data viewpoint, they're very. It's called accommodation and retail. Senior care is lumped into healthcare, and then manufacturing is one of its own, and agricultural is one of its own. And so that is very broad. And again, I think I'll bring up the one slide I talked about where we're transitioning from being everything for everyone. And so the idea is to get even more focused than just an industry type. Now we're going to go all the way into accommodation and retail. Okay, we're going to focus on hospitality, which essentially means hotel, because of the very high potential return on investment for TOT and the amount of money that we could generate in revenue for the county. Senior care, let's focus in on one of those businesses that are very helpful that we need, that are missing in our community. And then natural resources manufacturing, talk about an industry that we can go into a little bit more about how it could be helpful, not only in our forest management mitigation measures, but also wages and the growth potential.
We often hear a desire to have more jobs for the younger generation who sure. want to come here and raise a family. Do you think those three things can fit that role as well?
Absolutely. Especially if you think of the healthcare industry, those jobs and registered nurses and CNAs, they're all in, I think, the younger family range. And so definitely, I think it's not just healthcare, but that hospitality, tourism market and manufacturing is very heavily, could be a very great opportunity to attract younger families.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with Cole Prisabilla, the Director of Innovation and Business Assistance in Tuolumne County. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.